I may have been a little unfair to this tequila the first time I reviewed it. I recently tasted Luna Azul Blanco on a Delta flight for the Tequila Report. I didn't think it was very good, but the problem was it was served really cold. And we know cold temperatures can shut down flavors and aromas. So I started thinking maybe it deserved another chance. So I actually went out, bought a bottle with my own money, brought it home, and now I'm going to taste it at room temperature to find out if the tequila was the problem or was it serving it cold. Now, the first review wasn't a video review. I did a written review for the Tequila Report. And if you don't get the Tequila Report, I don't know why. 63,000 people get an email every week with the Tequila Report coming to your email. You get industry insights, great news about tequila, and some fantastic reviews by some really awesome reviewers. And I do them too. Now, Luna Azul, this is made at Terra de Agaves from 1513 in Jalisco. This is a large, mass-produced brand. Probably not something that I would normally review on this channel. But when you're doing reviews for the Tequila Report, you have to do reviews that are tequilas that people can find in the store on a regular basis. And Luna Azul is one of those that is everywhere. Now, Luna Azul actually has a pretty impressive story on paper. They say they're using a state-grown Blue Weber agaves. It says being cooked in an autoclave, fermenting with the proprietary family yeast strain, and double distilled in custom cognac-style stills. When I read all of that, I expect this to be a really solid tequila. Okay, let's start with the nose. Honestly, don't get a lot more aromas than I did on the plane. There's a little bit of cooked agave. There's a little bit of a sweetness that I pick up. There might be a little bit of a citrus note and a little bit of a vegetal quality. I do get some alcohol. So I get a little more alcohol than what I would normally get in a normal tequila. So let's taste this. Okay. It's a light cooked agave. There's a whole bunch of sweetness. Way more sweetness than what I got in the one that was cold. There's kind of a strong alcohol, and there's a little bit of pepper. And then there's a really weird feeling that's left on my tongue. It's very light in flavors and just very watery. It doesn't have a really great mouthfeel. So when I'm looking for a tequila, I'm looking for some depth, complexity, cooked agave, minerality, earthiness. I like to have something that really shines through. This is a very non-complex, very sweet, would be very easy to drink tequila. So Delta serving it cold didn't really change the flavors. Maybe the cold made it easier to drink. There's a little more flavor that I'm not a fan of. So did serving it cold make me dislike Luna Azul? No. At room temperature, I still don't think it's a very good sipping Blanco. What really has me scratching my head, though, is the production story. I'm not saying they're not producing it the way they say they are, because I haven't personally watched this tequila be made. I'm simply saying what I'm tasting in the glass isn't what I would expect from that production story. Could you use this tequila in a margarita? Sure, it's inexpensive, widely available. I think cocktails is probably where this bottle makes the most sense. But if you're looking for a Blanco to drink neat, or you really want to understand what cooked agave and traditional tequila flavors taste like, there's other affordable bottles I can point you towards. And that's why I'm glad I bought this bottle. The cold tequila wasn't getting the fair shot, so I gave it another try. More aroma, more flavors, better tequila? Not really. Didn't change my original opinion. Go check that opinion out on thetequilareport.com. You'll see the review there. If you haven't signed up, check it out, tequilareport.com/subscribe. If you drink Luna Azul, I want to hear in the comments what your thoughts are of this video. Cheers. Have a great night.